Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Really well, mate. Look, what's this news I hear? This news I hear that you've resigned and you're moving on. We did hear the announcement a little time ago, but just felt the time was right to move on from basketball, Taz?
Yeah, it was. And it's retirement, so it's something that I always wanted to do, semi-retire by the time I was 50, and I felt the timing was right for me personally, and then also for the sport. It's a good opportunity for the next person to come in with new energies and ideas. I've been there for 9 years now, so it's one of those roles where you do need to refresh consistently to keep the sport moving forward.
Been a passion of yours, hasn't it, for a long period of time, basketball. You've played it, you play tennis, you've been really sporty all your life, and to walk away from it, I suppose it has to be the right time, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right, and you always second-guess yourself on these things. I took some leave and thought about it during that time, and once I came back from that, I was confident that it was the right time for me to announce it and then give a decent amount of time to find the next person and have a little bit of time with them. So I'll be in the seat until February, which will mark 9 years in the role. So I think that's the right time for everyone.
Oh, yeah, and I think everyone will salute that you've done a wonderful job in your time. You've a lot of testing times, but boy, you're moving out of the role just when things are starting to really explode. We've got lots of things happening, but let's talk about some of our Northwest Tassie athletes. Their college results have just been phenomenal over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's great to see our boys that have gone to big Div 1 schools have been nationally televised games. We've had Taryn and Trey Armstrong playing with Cal Baptist, and they've had a terrific start. They were 5-0, but then they ran into Texas, which were number 7 in the nation, and they got beat there by 22. But so that makes them 5-1, and it'll set them really up well for their conference. And Taryn's in the top couple for assists for point guards across the whole nation. So, and Trey started well there as well. So it's nice seeing those boys in action. And then Rain Smith as well with Charleston played UNC, University of North Carolina, massive school, and he dropped 19 on them. They lost, but what a terrific result for him personally.
Gee, all the coaches, all the people that work within Basketball Taz and in the clubs especially must just look at that and say, boy, you know what? We're doing something right.
Well, that's the good, nice thing. In these days, you can make it from Tasmania. I know that as a junior growing up in Tasmania, it was get to the AIS or bust. It was pretty much you needed to perform at nationals. But now the sport is so professional. There's depth charts of all the athletes within the state and depth charts nationally with all the positions, and the athletes are tracked right through, and there's so many more opportunities for them within Australia with NBL 1 or NBL within our own state now, and then WNBL hopefully in the future as well, or they can take the college route as well and get an education and get a great basketball experience in the US for 4 years.
Having our own NBL team, the Jack Jumpers, they've been on the coast. How have they been received? Because I know that they've been getting stuck into it. The Perth game was semi to be expected because Perth are a pretty good unit. But having them on the coast here has been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, it has. And the people have come out in force. It was a full house there at Alston on Wednesday night, and it was a terrific show. The result was 30 points to the Wildcats. That doesn't matter in the preseason. I'm sure Coach Ross would take an opening night one win in the regular season over any wins in the preseason. So it was more about this time of year. It's just a great chance to get the rotations in and to get plenty of players and to have a look at them and start to get a few structures without showing too much. So I look forward to the opening tip-off on Friday night coming up in Hobart.
Good for the crowd to have a bit of a look at them and then find out exactly how they're going to chant for the Jack Jumpers, because they're a little bit quiet at times, but I think all the crowds will really warm into it as we go. I know I've mentioned to you on this program before that I spent a bit of time in Adelaide 36ers at the Clipsal Powerhouse, as it was called back then, and boy, oh boy, they can take the roof off there, and that's what the crowds need to do for the Jack Jumpers, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. I've been to Clipsal a few times, and you can certainly stamp on the rafters there and make some noise. So I'm sure the My State Arena will be just as loud for the opening tip-off on Friday night. It was, you know, everyone will get behind the team, and there'll be quite a few from the coast. I'm sure there'll be a lot of supporters go down for the games from the northwest.
This is really important for some youngsters getting across the Adelaide International Basketball Tasmania, taking 14 teams across to Adelaide. So this is really important for the youngsters to get across there and ply their trade against some of the better players around the place.
Yeah, it's the next generation. It's our junior athletes, and we usually go in January to the Country Cup in Albury-Wodonga, but that's couldn't go this year with the issues that New South Wales and Victoria have been having. So we sourced an alternative event, and it's worked out terrific with going over to Adelaide and playing South Australia Metro teams and South Australia Country teams. And then we're taking record numbers. So we're with our 14 teams, it's the most we've ever taken at this time of year. So it just shows the strength of basketball, the passion within our families to get out and experience these things, and it'll be terrific competition. I'm looking forward to seeing how our teams go.
This is exactly what I guess you had planned for, and your team, everyone associated with the Jack Jumpers, to say, let's get a team in the NBL and they will come. Kids will want to play basketball. And because we're also trying to, we're going to fight very hard to get a team in the WNBL, which I think is, well, it's not a given, but I tell you what, we're better placed now that we've got a men's team in the NBL to be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely, and it'd be an ideal final pathway piece, really, that the young boys and girls can develop within Tasmania, and then they can play either NBL 1 or they can go into National League teams, the top grade, within their own state, or go away to college and then come back to their home state. So it's terrific to work towards having a WNBL team, and we're certainly on track for 2023.
Just a final one, Chris. What sort of a fan are you going to be? You're going to retire and you're going to move away from the post and just do a few other bits and pieces to fill in your time, but you'll be in the stands. What are you going to be, raucous? You're going to jump up and down? You've got a lovely family there. They'll all go too. It'd be nice to be a fan, won't it, in the crowd?
It will be nice. I'm not sure what sort of fan I'll be. I think I'll be the quiet, astute kind, sitting in the corner, just analysing everything and not being too vocal, but certainly enjoying it and being right behind our Tassie athletes in anything they do. So I do look forward to that next phase.
You need to unshackle yourself, mate. You need to go rogue. That's what you need to do. Now, well done. Fantastic on all you've achieved at Basketball Taz. I know you are still in the job until February with a big handover, so not sure who's going to take over from you. You don't have any names you can drop who might take over from you?
Not yet. We've just announced the position this week, and applications are open and will remain open till Monday week. So look forward to seeing the calibre of people come through. We've already got a selection panel in place ready for interviews, and then hopefully someone might be able to start mid-January so that I'll have sort of a month with that new person to hand over all the material and introduce them to the right people, and then step out and let them continue.
Brilliant, Chris. Thanks for coming on.
Great. Thanks, Mick.